This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you. Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the, hey Marge, did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify is there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Running a growing business means getting the insights you need wherever you are. With Shopify's single dashboard, you can manage orders, shipping, and payments from anywhere. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the United States, and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/ifanboy, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/ifanboy now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/ifanboy. You're listening to Goodfellas Minute 9.
I know I'd go from rags to riches if you would only say you care.
Hello, welcome to Goodfellas Minute, the only podcast that analyzes the Martin Scorsese film Goodfellas one stupendous minute at a time. I'm Connor Kilpatrick. With me are Josh Flanagan.
Hello.
And Ron Ricardo.
Nope, not my name.
Not your name?
Nope, not my name.
Ron Richards.
Thank you.
Ron Ricardo.
This is minute 9 in which we start on the phone call that was ordered by Polly in the last minute. And then it goes to the backyard barbecue in which we learn a bit more about what the so-called mafia actually does. And so, go ahead.
If there are guys whose job it is to make phone calls for Polly all day, why are these guys doing it?
That is their job.
It's
the rainy day. Do those guys have the day off?
Yeah.
That's his brother's job, is to make phone calls for him?
Well, he doesn't want to touch the phone. He doesn't like the phone. That's all, you know? It's just
the other guys.
Not only is Henry responsible for the nickel, but he also has to dial.
Well, Tootie's not going to do that.
And also make the phone call.
And he's hold the umbrella.
Yeah, exactly.
As he's doing it. I don't know how that works. You hold the phone with one ear, the umbrella, and the nickel.
We don't see what happens after he dials. Maybe does he hand the phone? Can Tootie fit in that phone booth? I'm not sure. So,
luckily it was raining.
Yeah.
Quickly we move on to the backyard grill.
So it's going to be very, very hard for us to pick our favorite minutes, our favorite moments. But if you had to ask me what image sums up how I want my life to be, it is this backyard barbecue.
And the sausage on the grill?
It's not only sausage, but the spiral sausage. Mm-hmm. I don't even know how to spell this word, but it's chivalade. Like that's what it is. Like and the pan with the peppers and onions, I can't talk about it. I'm excited.
You're hurting me deep in my stomach.
God. Yeah, I mean, but this is, again, true. I mean, this is accurate. This is, you know, like, I've been to this barbecue. You know, not this barbecue, but the idea.
This was fictional.
Yeah, no, but.
Right, so before we dive into Polly, I have a quick question. Is it couth to wear your no shirt and suspenders look at the backyard grill?
Well, you get the sense that, I mean, you get, so they pull away from the grill, and you see Polly with a bunch of guys sitting, and one of them's got a shirt way open. And so you get a sense that, okay, maybe it's a little warm. But then we cut and we see that this is guy. I feel like this is July. This scene feels like the dead hot of summer.
This whole movie looks like this part looks like a July. Yeah,
yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah, exactly. And you got the guy who we don't know who he is wearing an A shirt, wearing a wife beater, and Paulie Walnuts with no shirt and suspenders. Makes sense. It's so hot. I got
and
take
a towel
my shirt
around
off.
His neck.
Yeah, yeah. It's so hot. I got to take my shirt off. Yeah,
but his pants—he doesn't want his pants to fall down.
Is that allowed though?
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely.
Off in the middle of the sausage grill.
Absolutely.
These guys, you can't call a shirt a wife beater because you're gonna have to be more specific.
Yeah, sorry, an A shirt,
any shirt,
and a undershirt, T-shirt. Yeah.
All I know is there's a guy who crosses the frame with a glass, a tumbler of liquor.
Yep.
And it's a lot of liquor. It's full to the top. I mean, that is an enormous amount of alcohol.
And there's no ice, and it's...
Nope.
It's probably really warm, because it's July.
A lot of Cuddy in water. That's just honey.
You also notice, Josh, that the bulldog is at Paulie's feet, waiting for a scrap.
You know that Paulie's feeding that dog. You know he is.
Oh yeah, no, that's and he's paying for that. Yeah. I have a bulldog. And if you're feeding the dog that kind of food, it's not pleasant. And back then, they didn't have vets. Anyway,
this is a mafia bulldog. It's fine.
That is a happy bulldog.
Yeah,
that is a thrill. That is the happiest bulldog that anybody's ever seen.
I mean, but like, can you just feel it? I mean, like, I know there's a song playing, but can you just imagine, like, the Dodgers game is on the radio? You know, I like that there's like pallets against the fence in the backyard. Like, this is not someone's house. This is behind the cab stand.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Like, oh, yeah.
This the song you mentioned, Sincerely by The Moon Glows, released in 1955. Again, we're in that era. Number one on the R&B charts. These are all big hits.
For weeks.
So if you were alive in that time, you recognize all these songs instantly.
I like that, you know, it's illustrating the fact that Paulie doesn't talk to anybody, and where we see...
A series of nods.
Where we see a series of nods over the span of what must be 6 feet. but I like how...
You'd think the one guy would see Paulie nod and wouldn't need Tootie to also nod between him.
Yeah, but you see the Tootie whispering in Paulie's ear and then the nodding and the nodding. In the background, Tony Stacks, is that his name? He does the classic Tony Sirico, Paulie Walnuts, the hand gestures.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They just make me laugh. That apparently he was playing that character even back then. Like, established that character and then sold it to The Sopranos.
So as a system of organizational communication, it feels like they would be susceptible to a lot of the problems that you get in the telephone game.
Yeah.
The way that I'm watching this work.
Yeah.
You said whack Tony. I did whack Tony. No, Tony Stacks. Oh.
Yeah. You got to imagine there were miscommunications happening.
So many erroneous hits.
Yeah.
So before we get into the explanation and the voiceover, what I really want more than anything, because a lot of this is a slow push on Paulie as he's sitting there chewing on his sausage.
Sausage and peppers.
I just want his inner monologue. he's just sort of staring off into space, eating that sausage. And I just, what is he thinking?
I think he's zen.
Yep, he is the Buddha of the mafia. That doesn't exist.
Yeah, I think he's existing there at that time. He's eating that sandwich. Yep. He doesn't have to worry about any of those things. He's completely confident.
Yep.
He's there. He's not going, oh, I have to do the laundry. Don't forget that later. Like, there's no Woody Allen in that guy at all.
It's whatever decision that was just made, he did the bit. Like, the whole purpose of this barbecue could have been for this meeting, this decision.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and like, and the guy who just nods, who seems very thankful, you know, and then it's all taken care of, and he's just like, I'm just gonna really enjoy this sausage.
And you know, at some point, like earlier, like when they were planning it, like a week or two previously, like he leaned into Tootie and be like, make sure you get this chivalot.
Yeah.
Like, he just, you know, and that was his job, and that had to happen. If that hadn't been there, that had been as bad as anything else that had gone wrong.
Yeah.
How many chivalot? Three or four.
I like how, you know, so the nods happen, and then Tootie tells Henry to do something, and Henry runs by three Guidos that they can only be described as just thugs, you know, who are also very hot and just eating. It's just... It's a good life. It's a good life.
For a second, why Henry is wearing a bold purple shirt from an 80s skate movie.
Yeah.
I was like, that appears to be Christian Slater's wardrobe from Gleaming the Cube. And sorry, but I was like, that doesn't... Yep. That's weird. I'm sure they had them then because it did stand out to me.
Yeah.
And then, of course, we move into the...
Slow push.
Slow push into the chewing.
Which again, I go back to, if I'll be lucky in life if I can ever sit and eat sausage and chew that slowly with such confidence and such power.
Well, I'll tell you something.
And serenity, too.
Yeah, serenity.
That's how you're supposed to chew.
Yeah.
Everyone else out here, we're chewing too fast. We're not chewing enough. We're eating. We're wolfing it down. Not Paulie.
Yep.
That's why he's thinking about it. He's like, this is good sausage.
This is some good sausage. This is some good...
There's more pinky rings per capita in this film.
Lots of pinky rings. Lots of pinky rings. It's a must-have accessory. It absolutely is.
I didn't even know that was a thing until Joe Pesci did that Saturday Night Live sketch. And then all of a sudden I started seeing them everywhere.
Oh, man. Growing up, all my uncles had them.
I grew up in a very different place.
I don't have one. I never the last bit of Italian themed jewelry I got was when I was, I think I was 11, and someone gave me an Italian horn necklace, and I thanked them very nicely and said, well, I'm never wearing this. The times, they are changing.
Now you want the shirt, but you won't go with the.
I won't go with the Italian horn necklace. That's a commitment. That's a commitment.
I also feel like you'll hit a certain age, and then you'll decide the ring might be okay.
I might. Yeah, I don't have the gravitas. I'll be honest with you. I'm not there yet. I'm getting there, but so
I would tap it on everything.
Well, you it's a punctuation. I mean, like, look at Tony Stacks. He's using it. He's going and he, the pinky sticks out. You're showing that I've got this ring. You know, like it's.
I'm making so many faces behind the microphone as we do this.
All right. Well, let's talk a little bit about Henry Hill's narration, though, as he explains what no one could understand about the mafia.
Well, the FBI never understood.
First they don't understand that it doesn't exist, but. this seems like a justification of what they're doing, right?
Well, it is, but they believe it. I mean, he's that's all it was.
Yeah,
it was just these guys can't go there,
right?
And they offer protection for people who can't go to. Well, we don't know because that's the next minute. But it underplays everything. It's just for these people. Yeah. Well, no, those people are drug dealers and murderers, right. and you know, pimps. Like, but he doesn't really. Like, but they're just guys.
In that defense, when you're talking about the mafia in general, yes, absolutely. There were, even at this time, by the mid 50s, you know, drugs were. I mean, like a lot of Lucky Luciano's business was, you know, importing heroin from Italy. Like that was a real thing in the 30s and 40s. But one of the interesting things about the reality of Paul Vario's crew is that they were very much a quote unquote clean crew, in that they did. They did racketeering. They did protection. They did theft.
Numbers,
numbers. But they this crew in real life did, as far as I know. I mean, who knows?
Do you remember the last minute?
Yes.
Where they took the mailman?
I understand that. No. But to your point, this crew wasn't dealing drugs, and this crew wasn't pimps. You know, like
just,
it wasn't.
They're misunderstood.
Yeah, exactly. Like this was true old country protection. Like that's what it was. And
they
took
a working man, a mailman. They put him in a pizza oven.
Well, he delivered the wrong letter. He should have known.
It's not like he even crossed them.
I know.
But you see, I mean, you're ready to buy into it. Like, and that's the point. Of Henry's point of view, you're like, God, how can you guys all do this? How can you be involved with it? And it was like, they're just guys. They just needed, and they hit this. They're going to hit this again thematically throughout the movie.
Yeah, yeah. So it's interesting. I think it's interesting. The idea of what they were doing was okay. Like that again. It's that theme of living outside of the lines, you know, which is fascinating.
And, you know, you justify your own existence.
Yeah,
you're not the bad guy in your story.
Right. Oh man, I want sausage.
I'm just while you're talking, I'm staring at the sausage. Yeah,
between yesterday with the pizza and today with the sausage, I'm gonna gain 20 pounds doing this podcast.
This movie is killing me.
Yeah,
I can feel my blood hardening in my heart.
Oh man, he's God.
All right, before we get all romantic on the side, anybody got anything else in this minute?
Not Chivalod.
No,
you're just Kramer now, Chivalod.
My fun fact is sausage is delicious.
Oh, so good.
Maybe
we can get Premio to sponsor us again.
So, listen, not all fun facts will be interesting.
Fair enough.
All right.
So, that's it for this minute 9. You can check tune in tomorrow for minute 10. The second week of our little show here will be ending. And until then, you can follow us on Twitter at GoodfellasMin and on Facebook and Instagram at GoodfellasMinute. And you can find all of our episodes and all of our feeds and all the fun stuff at goodfellowsminute.com. And if you like comic books, be sure to check out our sister site, ifanboy.com, and our weekly podcast that we do there. Thanks for listening. We're going to go get some sausage. I'm Connor.
I'm Ron.
Make sure you get that thing.
Or will I go from rags to riches? My fate is on.